Mishnah Daf Chav Daled Amud Beis mentions four different cases of Psulei Eibus. Misachek Bekuvya, Malta Beribis, Mafricha Yonim, and Tzorcha Reshvis. So the Gemara Daf Chav Hei Amud Aleph shifts our attention from Misachek Bekuvya to Malta Beribis. Amar Rava, Lova Beribis, Pasul Eibus. Says the Gemara, a Lova Beribis, someone who borrows money Beribis, is Pasul. Behanan Tanan, Malta Beribis. So Gemara asks, but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says Malta Beribis. And for the Gemara, milva haba beribis. The lashon of the Mishnah is not mava beribis. Really, you should read it as milva beribis. That if there is a milva beribis, the people who are involved in that halva, in that loan, are going to become tussle laid. So that's not only the malva, but the lova as well. Is this a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabbana? The psul on the malva, the psul on the lova. So Tosfos HaChav Daled Amud Beis, the very first Tosfos that you saw, it seems to hold at what? That it's a psul d'rabbana. Why? So it depends. Well, it depends on the case. If we're talking about avak ribis, if it's only ribis derabbanan, it's the dust of ribis, it's not the real ikar halacha of ribis, of course it's only midirabbanan. If they only violate an issa derabbanan, they can't have a psul deraisa on them. How about if it's ribis ktsutsa, if the ribis was kotsuts at the time of the loan, if it was set at the time of the loan, that's a ribis deraisa. So maybe the psul is a psul deraisa. So says Tosfos, no, the psul is only a psul derabbanan even in such a situation. Why? Why? Anyone? Because they don't know. They don't think that they're violating any issa, exactly. Since they're giving it midaito, they give the money midas bailim, the lova is paying, the malva is getting paid midas halova, so they don't think that there's any issa. Because they don't think that there's any issa, then the psul eidus is lowered one level. It's lowered from a level of deraisa to a level of drabbon. So that's Tosis. Tosis says the psul is only drabbon on bain ba'avak ribis bain ba'ribis ketutza. Several Rishonim hold that that's not the case, that by Ribbis Daraisa, the Psul would taka be minat Torah. The Yad Ramah, for example, takes that approach. Yad Ramah has the Shita that some of the Psulim of the Mishnah are Daraisa and some are Darabonim. Mesachik Bekuvia, he says, it's only Darabonim. But Mava Beribbis, he says, that's a Psul Daraisa. Midaraisa Psul, the Ka'ovar Alav Blo Sikach Me'ito, the Kevin Da'ovar A'isa Lav Havale Rosha. Says the Yad Ramah that by Malva Beribis, the Psul is a Psul Daraisa. He's a Rosh of the Chamas, so Minatari is Psul Eidus. That's by Ribis Ketutza, obviously. By Avak Ribis, the Psul would not be Daraisa. If it's only an Issa Darabonin, so then obviously the Psul is only an Issa Darabonin. Yes, Daniel.
Would he agree if the person didn't know the Halacha that it still would not be possible?
I guess if we know, well, first of all, who says that the Ramah agrees with Tosis' idea? That if he doesn't know the Halacha, then the Psul is lower.
But you're saying the Mishnah talking about where they knew the Halacha, but in Ekonami, Tosos, there could be a scenario. I agree that if he didn't know, he's not disagreeing with Tosos' idea, maybe he disagrees with.
If he agrees to Tosis Yeso, then he should have mentioned that as well. He should have said that if this individual, if we have some independent verification that this person doesn't know that there's an Issus, and maybe the Psul is only a Psul Darabbanan.
But no, you're saying the person in the Mishnah does know.
Does he say anything about the Yediyah? No. He says the Kevan da Avar, Alav Daraisa, because he violated the Lav Daraisa, the Psul is a Psul Minatar. Right? He doesn't mention anything about Yediyah's Issa. That the person knows or doesn't know that he's violating any issa. It doesn't seem like the Ramah holds that plays a role. That's the Ramah Shita, that if it's Ribis Ketutza, then the Psul is a Psul Daraisa. Who else agrees to the Ramah against Tosis, that by Ribis Ketutza, the Psul is a Psul Daraisa? The Rambam, exactly. The Rambam also says that. The Rambam, in Chaseidus, in Perikyut, Halacha Dalit. He says, "Va'od yeisham rishayim shem sulim la'ido salav yishem b'nei tashlum v'ena b'nei malchus." There's no malchus for many of these yisurim, because you can pay. There's a chiyav hashava if it's nitan l'tashlum, and then there's no malchus. But hol v'lochim aman sheino shalayim b'chamas psulim shenamer ki yakum eid chamas be'ish eid chamas. If he's a rush of the chamas, he's pasul la'idos. That's the koteret. That's the heading of the Rambam, and then he gives you all the different cases. So one of the cases is Mava Beribis. V'chein Mava Beribis, Echad Mava V'Echad Alov, V'Shneim Psulim La'edus. They're both Pasul La'edus. Im Ribis Ktutza Asu, Arayim Psulim in HaTorah, V'Mava Ribis Asu, Im Psulim in Divrei. Ram says it depends. If it's Ribis Ktutza, the Psul is a Psul Darais. If it's Ribis Shein Ktutza, if it's only Avak Ribis, the Psul is only a Psul Darabon. Like the Ramah. There's a third sheet though. Who's that? That's the Ritvin Rosh Hashan. The Ritvin Rosh Hashan, yes, Isaac.
can you say by the Rambam, can you say that according to the Rambam, it doesn't matter whether it's midaiter or not midaiter, once it's kesutza, it's midoraisa?
Yes. The Rambam seems to say that if he violates a lav doraisa, then the psul edus is a psul doraisa. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. There's more to say in the Rambam, but we'll develop the Rambam as we continue. But that's the sheet of the Rambam. Tosis says it's always the Rabbanan, even by Ribbis Ketzutza, because he doesn't know he's violating any Issa. And the Rambam says, no, that issue doesn't play a role. If he violates an Issa Daraisa of Ribbis, then the Psul Eidus is a Psul Daraisa. Comes the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah and offers a third approach. And maybe there's a chilik between Malveh and Loveh. The Ritva agrees with Tosis Yesod that if he doesn't know the Issa, then the Psul Eidus is only a Psul Darabbanan. But he Gufa, in that Svara, the Ritva is Mechalik between Malveh as opposed to Loveh. That he says people don't realize that the lover violates any Isser. They think he's the one who's paying. He's not the one who's taking the money. People don't think that the lover is a rush of the chums. They don't realize that he violates any Isser. So his psul is only a psul de rabbana. But the malva, everyone realizes that the malva violates an Isser ribbis. Come on, everyone knows that there's an Isser ribbis, says the Ritva. So if everyone knows, then the psul is a psul de raisa. He can't hide behind this idea that he didn't know that there was an Isser. Because everyone knows there's an Isser for the Malva to lend Beribis. So his psul is a psul daraisa. But the psul of the Lova is only a psul darabon. That's the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. Just 1 second. Why does he assume that everyone knows that it's also to lend ribbis? Because it's a pretty well known issa. That's why. You know, do people say that? Does any rishon say that someone who steals bal karchov the bailin is not pasul min haTorah because people don't know that it's also to steal? There's no such rishon. Even Tosis doesn't say that. So, according to the Ritva, ribbis is the same way. People know there's an Isser ribbis. They know that there's an Isser ribbis. There's certainly Isser people know. You know, Chazer, ribbis, Gezel. People know these kinds of things. It's the complicated Isser. You know, the Isser that are not as obvious. So, those Isser people can have an excuse that maybe they didn't know. Yes?
Yeah, don't we say that that we assume that people know Torah and all the Isser in Torah? Like by
all the Yisurim in the Torah, meaning Yisurim that I'm a furish in the Torah.
Right.
Yisurim that I'm a furish. Yisurim that you have to derive that are not so obvious from the pasuk. I mean, look, the lav for a lov is also in the pasuk. Losashech loachicha neshech kesef. Losashech, don't let him bite you. So it is in the pasuk. It's just losashech. What does that mean? The fact that it means you're letting him bite you, so you violate the issa. That's not so clear from the pasuk. You have to get an interpretation.
Mav is
beferish. Al tikach meito nesha v'sarbis. It says you're not allowed to take ribbis. It's obvious. Yeah, it's obvious. It's interesting that depending on what shita you have, whether you're working with Tosach, Havdalah, or Beis, the Rambam and the Rama, or the Ritva, that will determine what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara says milva haba beribbis. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say Mavim Ribbis, but rather Milva Habab Ribbis, that Rava is telling me a Lov is Pasal La'edus, a Lov of Ribbis is Pasal La'edus. How do we see that from Milva Habab Ribbis? What is Milva Habab Ribbis telling me? So according to Tosfos and the Rama and the Rambam, even though they argue in terms of the level of the Psul, but they're agreeing that Milva Habab Ribbis is telling me what? That even the Lov is Pasal La'edus. The Lashon of Milva Habab Ribbis is coming to be most of the Lovin. And depending on what Yeshita is, will determine is it a Psul Daraisa or a Psul Darabbanan. According to Tosfos, it's a Psul Darabbanan. According to the Rama and the Rambam, it's a Psul Daraisa. But they're agreeing that Milva Habab Ribbis is coming to be Marba the Lovin. According to the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, it's not coming to be Marba the Lovin. Right? Because the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah assumes that the Psul Eidus of the Mishnah Psulim Darabbanan. So the Psulim Darabbanan, then who's it referring to? It can't be referring to the Malveh. It could be referring to the Malveh if what? If the case in the Mishnah is what? Avak Ribbis. Right? If the case in the Mishnah is Ribbis the Rabbanan, then the Psul Eidus even by the Malveh is Midir Rabbanan. But if we assume that it's just a regular case, the Mishnah didn't specify it's Avak Ribbis, presumably it's even told by Ribbis Ketzutza, so then according to the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, it's not referring to the Malveh, because his psul is a psul daraisa. If all the psulim in the Mishnah are psulim derabanan, it's referring to the Loveh. So the phrase milva habavar ibis is telling me dafka lover. It's not af halover. It's dafka referring to the lover, because the psul of the malva is a psul daraisa. I'm not saying dafka the lover is psul and not the malva, but dafka the psul of the lover is the rabbanon. The psul of the malva is a psul daraisa. So the phrase of milva habavar ibis means something very different lefi rov rishonim and lefi the ritva. Is it coming to tell me that even the lova is pasalate, it's not just the malva? Or is it telling me, dafka the lova, the Mishnah is referring to dafka the lova, dafka his psul is a psul d'rabbanan, the psul of the malva is a psul d'araisa. Okay, that's point number one. Questions? Okay. Why is the lova pasal? The malva, I understand the malva is pasalate, he's a rush of the chamas, there's no shayla. Why is the lova pasal? He's not a rush of the chamas, he's not taking any money from someone else, so why is he pasal? So comes Rashi and says what? Lova brivus pasal eidus the kaimelon hamava v'alova over melosase v'kem et lechim udmama maviru al das havalei kerasha lechamas the over nami alosase mipnei chim udmama. Says Rashi, you know why the lova is pasal eidus? Because he's a rasha lechamas. Why? Because he violates the law mishum chim udmama. Yes, Daniel.
He's
kirasha lechamas. He's kirasha lechamas.
He's not a rasha lechamas.
Well, he's
pasal derabonim because he's like a.
He's ki rasha d'chamas. Well, he's addressing the fact that he's not the simple rasha d'chamas. The classical rasha d'chamas is someone who's taking money from someone else. This is not the classical rasha d'chamas, Michael.
The other ma said dafka that he is a rasha d'chamas. He didn't have the
chamas. Okay, the lashon of the other ma is without the chaf. You're right. But I think all Rashi is indicating is that he's not the classical rasha d'chamas.
He came in the
Ovar Aisalav Havale Russia.
When he says Russia,
the Russia the Chamas, the came in the Ovar Al Isalav Ishimaman, Ovar Nami, yeah. Okay. He is a Russia the Chamas according to the Ramah. I think Rashi is also saying that he's a Russia the Chamas, but he's just saying he's not a classical Russia the Chamas. Where do I get this from that Rashi holds that he's a Russia the Chamas? What does Rashi even mean? How's he a Russia the Chamas? The Lova is a Russia the Chamas? Is the Ramah referring to the Malva or the Lova? Malva beribis. The Gemara adds lova, but the Ramah is referring to the malva there. So that could be why he doesn't add the chaf, because he's referring to the malva. But Rashi is saying even the lova, he's going on rova. Why does Rashi assume that he's a rosh of the chamas? It's not a rosh of the chamas, he's taking money from someone else. So that's where the rosh explains Rashi. Because why is the lova called a rosh of the chamas? Because he violates an issa, yes?
Isn't Rashi talking about both? Rashi doesn't mean about malva there.
Right. But he's coming to be mechadish that even the lova is kerasha lechamas.
Where does he switch back to lova?
I'm sorry.
He switches back to the singular. He first says plural that both of them are over on the lova. Then he switches into singular, going back on the divra maska, which is the lova.
Yeah, but why do you think he's only referring to the lova, not the malva? He's referring to both of them.
Gemara is referring to the lova. Then it says
I think Rashi just means that classical rasha lechamas is a gazlan. Gazlan who takes Balkarach of the Bailim, that's a Rosh of the Hamas. Any example where you take Midas Bailim, it's only going to be Kir Rosh of the Hamas, because it's not a classical Hamas. It's only Kir Rosh of the Hamas. But it still might have the status of a Rosh of the Hamas. He might still be possible, just like a Rosh of the Hamas, Jonathan. Okay? So he's saying Kir Rosh of the Hamas, both of them, even the Malva too. He's taking the money Midas Bailim, the Lova agrees. So you can't call him a real Rosh of the Hamas. He's not a gazlan. But he's Kir Rosh of the Chamas. He has the same psoletus that a Rosh of the Chamas would have. But why is a Lova like a Rosh of the Chamas? What did he do? He's not taking any money from someone else. So comes the Rosh and says, but he is violating a lav, machmas chimud mama. There is a lav for the Lova to borrow the ribis, and it's machmas chimud mama. What's the chimud mama? He needs the money. He wants the money. He wants to borrow the money. So he is violating a lav, machmas chimud mama, and that's called a Rosh of the Chamas. Now, we won't call him a real Rosh of the Chamas, because he's not a Gazlan, but he is Kir Rosh of the Chamas. Because even though he's not taking money from someone else, but he is violating a lav, machmas chimud mama. Chimud mama means he desires money. Zok the Rosh in Simon Zayin, echad lova v'yachad malva, shegam halova, machmas chimud mama, shu tzorich lemo'os lasos ben tzorochav, hu over a lav d'lo sashach. Well, sashach means don't let him bite you. So there's an isser on the lav too to borrow beribis. But it's called violating the law of Machmas Limud Mamon because he wants the money. Anytime he wants the money, he's taking the money. Not that he's taking someone else's money that doesn't belong to him. He's going to have to pay it back. But he's taking money. Machmas Limud Mamon, he violates the law because he wants the money. That's Kirosh HaLachamas. Jonathan.
Isn't Rashi saying that it seems to be that they're over on two lotasas? That the first one he's saying they're over on a lotasa of Mabe Rivas, and since they're only over on that, since the Chimim Mamon. And then he says,
The Malvin and Lova are not over on the same Lavin. The Mishnah at the end of the fifth paragraph of Bav Metzia talks about the different Lavin that they're over. The Malvin is over like five Lavin. The Lova is over only one, Losasha. So it's a little different. So they're both over Lavin, but they're not over the same Lav. But they're both a Rosh HaLachamas. So comes the Rosh and says, I'll tell you why the Lova is a Rosh HaLachamas too. There is a Chimim Mamon in the Lova too. Even though he's not taking money from someone else, he's just borrowing it, he's going to pay it back. But there's a chimud mamon because he's violating a lav with the desire to have money.
So what's the first lotasa that Rashi's talking about? Rashi's also talking about the first lotasa is chimud mamon? And what does he say?
The malva? The malva certainly has chimud mamon, but I'm saying the lova also...
Lover over the lotasa.
They're both over below lotasa.
Since of this chimud mamon, they're going to be over...
Each one is over al adas. They're both violating a lav. Well, maybe multiple lav. In the case of the malva, they're considered even Rosh HaLachamas. Even though they're not real gazlan, they're both considered Rosh HaLachamas.
And then Rosh is the over nami. And then they're also over on this lotasa.
No, Rosh HaLachamas. They're like a Rosh HaLachamas because they also are violating a lav in Nechim and Mamon. A Rosh HaLachamas is violating a lav in Nechim and Mamon, and they too are violating a lav in Nechim and Mamon. Comes the Rosh and says, where's the Chimud Mamon here by the Lova? The answer is, he wants the money in order to be able to do what he needs to do. He violates a law of doing that. So that's called Rosh HaLachamas. Yes?
I think John's point is going back into the singular plural thing. It's saying that they're both, and that's what Rashi's saying. Came in the Chimud Mamon, Ma'avir al-Das, Ha'milei Kirosh, and that's talking about the Lova, the Chamas, Kirosh the Chamas. And then it's saying that the Lova is also, the over Nami, that the Lova is also over on the Losa Sayyid Chimud Mamon.
The over nami is referring to the lova.
That the lova.
I thought
that,
the over nami means Rosh HaLachamas.
That we know that the lova is over on chibud mamon. So Rashi is coming to say the Rashi's point that the lova is also over on chibud mamon.
I thought Rashi is comparing both the malva and the lova to a Rosh HaLachamas. The Rosh HaLachamas is over machmas chibud mamon, and the malva and the lova are also over machmas chibud mamon. But Rashi's not explaining to you where the chibud mamon is by the lova. Comes the Rosh and fleshes out the Rashi to explain by the Lova. Okay? I think that's Pshat in the Rosh. The Rambam seems to interpret differently. Same Rambam. Got to read the Rambam carefully. What does the Rambam say at the beginning of the Halacha? I sort of read it quickly, but maybe I'll slow down this time. Why are they Rishoyim? Why are all these individuals Rishoyim the Psulim Le'edas? Hol v'lokchim amon she'eno shalahem b'chamas Psulim. They take money that's not theirs, they're puzzle. It's the koteret of the entire halacha of the Rambam. That's his heading. And then he lists off a whole bunch of psulim. Malva Beribis is only one of them. So it's strange. He says, Echad ha-malva ve-echad ha-lova, shneim psulim. But in the heading, he said, why are they puzzle? Because they're all Rishonim b'chamas. Hol v'lochim mamon she'eno shalohem b'chamas. So that's Pilikoy. The Rambam is referring both to the Malva and the Lova. Can't be referring only to the Malva. This is the heading that's introducing us to all the Psulei Edus here. So if Lova is one of the Psulei Edus, then it has to be referring to the Lova as well. The Lova doesn't take money, she'eno shalom. What's the Rambam referring to? Whose kash is that? Lechem Mishnah's kash. What's going on in the Rambam? So comes the Lechem Mishnah and says, no, but if you look at the Rosh, you see what he means. The Lova... It's called the Rosh HaLachamas because he's over a lav machmas chimud mamon. Over a lav machmas chimud mamon, that makes him a Rosh HaLachamas. It's a nice pshat in the Lechem Mishnah, right? But it's not licked in the vert of the Rambam. Come on. Right? It's a difficult pshat in the Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah is pushed against the wall. It says, the Rambam is difficult. Lova Beribis, Rava says it's possible Eidus too, but he's not Lokeach mamon she'eno shalom. So like Mishnah says, but look at the Rosh. You look at the Rosh. You'll be filled in to why the Lova is possible Avis. But that's not what the Rambam is saying.
Why can't that be Pshat? What the Rosh says is he's taking money that's not his. What's he taking? He's taking Halva.
That's not called taking money that's not yours. Taking money that's not yours is that you don't have rights to that money. If the Malva gives it to you, you're borrowing the money from it, and you're going to take and you're going to give it back. That's not called taking money that's not yours.
The Isser
is not the Halva. The Isser is Halva Beribis. It's the fact that you're going to pay double. It's not the taking of the money.
The Psoel is the fact that he's willing to take money. Not that he's taking money based, but he's willing to take the money, even though through that he's going to be over an Isser.
Now you're saying more already. Right? Who's taking the money? Who's lokeach mamon sheino shalo when it comes to milva beribis? The malva is the one who's taking money sheino shalo. He's taking the ribis. But what's the lova doing? The lova lachor is not taking money sheino shalo. That's why the lechem mishnah feels compelled to explain the Rambam based on the Rush, but it's not licked in the verta. It's a difficult shot in the Rambam.
It's kind of similar to the Rambam also brought up in Zogman, where also they don't take money sheino shalo, they extract money sheino shalo. Then it's the same thing on a parallel.
Why is the Lova extracting money Shena Shalom? He's paying extra. The Isser is for the Lova to pay extra.
No,
it's not extracting. The Malva is extracting money from the Lova.
No, when is the Isser Ribis is only when you pay in the end, not if you when you basically suits us. So it's the beginning there's Isser Ribis. So the same way.
Why is there the Isser Ribis? Not because you're getting a loan from somebody, it's because the loan is kotzutz at the time at the Shas Halva that you're gonna pay more. That the Malva is going to be extracting more money from you at the Shas Piron. What's Pshat in the Rambam? So comes the Marik in Chuvis and suggests that maybe the Pshat is that the Lova is called the Lokeach Mamon Sheino Shalo. You know why? Because he's part of the process. Right? He's an indispensable part of the process. You can't have a Halva without a Lova. Avagav she'en lokeach mamon she'en shelo, says the Marik. Nira lani is naiti. The kevin shaveres lekichas am mamon the milva al yad halove nases ve'ief shebilado choshev echamos. You need the lover. He's an indispensable element here. He's an indispensable part of the halva. So it's not that the lover is lokeach mamon she'en shelo. Anu pshat. Not that he's extracting or not extracting, but. The pshat is that the malve is the one who's extracting money sheno shalom. Not that the love is taking money from the malve that doesn't belong to him. The malve is the one who's taking money sheno shalom. But the love is an indispensable part of the process. So he's viewed as a rush of the chamas as well, because it takes two to tango. Right? You can't borrow, you can't lend beribis without a love. So Zokta Marik, the love also is called a rush of the chamas. Says the Marik, I think that's pshat in Milva Haba Beribis. This is a deeper understanding of that lashon. Milva Haba Beribis doesn't just mean it comes to include the Lova. Maybe it's referring dafka to the Lova. No, the whole lashon of Milva Haba Beribis. If we interpret the Mishnah not as Malva Beribis, rather Milva Beribis, so why does the Mishnah say that? Say Malva V'Halova Beribis, Absulim La'edos. Why does it say Milva Haba Beribis? Because it's coming to show you why the Lova is puzzle. La'edus. He's pasul la'edus because he's part of the process of taking money sheno shalom. The malva is going to be taking money sheno shalom moment of the lova, and that's why the lova is pasul as well, because he's part of that process. It's one milva habav ribis, that's going to pasul both of them. That's why the Mishnah uses such a lashon. Okay, so that could be pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam is not going like the Rosh against the Lechem Mishnah. He's not going like the Rosh, but rather he's saying, but the reason why the Lov is Pasul La'edus is because he's a Rosh of the Chama, since he's involved in the process of Lekichas Mamon Sheino Shalom, taking of his own money. The Malv is taking the money of the Lova. But because the Lova is an indispensable part of that process, he's also called a Rosh of the Chama. Yes, Daniel.
Could the Ma'arik, I know this is going to be in a few minutes, but could Ma'arik be part of the opinion that says that also the Edim and the Sofer would be also in this category?
It might be.
Not everyone
says that they're postulated.
Because are they really indispensable?
They're not indispensable. I see what you're saying. Right?
Maybe like, only. They could have wrote it themselves. Do you really need Aiden for this?
Right.
Like,
so the answer is they're not indispensable in the sense that they're not necessary to create the loan, but they might be necessary because without the Aiden and the Orev, maybe the Malva will not agree to make the loan. So yeah. That's the question. That is the question. It's not clear whether the Marik holds that Edom and the Arev are taka puzzle Edus. It's not clear. What's difficult about the Rambam is why does the Rambam need this idea of Rosh HaLechamas? Why does he need to say that the Malv and the Lova are puzzle Edus because of Rosh HaLechamas? After all, we know, we paskin, that even a Rosh HaLav Lechamas is puzzle Edus. That's my focus, Abai and Rava. And Avchav Zayin. The Gemara in Avchav Zayin on Aleph says, Mumar chul nevelos l'tei ovon divar kol posel, l'haches Abai amr posel, Rav amr kosher. Someone who eats nevelos l'tei ovon, tei ovon according to Rashi means that it's cheaper. Right? We know nevelos is cheaper than kosher meat. Kosher meat's pretty expensive. Too expensive. Nevelos is much cheaper. So, he has a chimud mama. Maybe he's defined as a Rosh of the Hamas. Te'ovon, he's defined as a Rosh of the Hamas because we're afraid that if he's so concerned about his money relating to his achila, so then maybe if someone pays him, he'll be made an Eid Sheker too. Lahachis, though, there's no chimud mama, and he just violates a lav deraisa. So what's the halacha? That's a Rosh of lav the Hamas. Is he possible Eidus or not? Abaye says that he's also possible, and Rava says he's kosher. One of the Yalkagams that we pass him like Abaye against Rava, right? That's what the Gemara explains, that Rava holds that after Rosh of the Chamas is possible Eidus, and Abaye says even Rosh of the Chamas is possible Eidus. So the question is, why does the Rambam need Rosh of the Chamas over here? The Malvin Alova should be possible Eidus even without Rosh of the Chamas. He violates a Lav D'Raisa, we pass him like Abaye that even Rosh of the Chamas is possible Eidus, so let them be possible because Rosh of the Chamas. It's really a pella on the Rambam. Why does he mention Rosh of the Chamas? He starts the Rambam, he starts the halacha with the heading that the Rishayim, the Chamas, the Lokhim, Mamma, Chen, Shalahem, therefore they're possible. What does he need that for? We pass even Rosh of the Chamas is possible Eidus. That the very fact that you violate the Lav D'Raisa, that passes you. It's a psula guf. You could have said that the reason why Rosh of the Chamas is possible is because there's a Chashash Meshaker. Rosh of the Chamas, you violate a Lav, Lahachis. No chashash meshaker there, presumably. So clearly, that's a psula gof. We pass it. A psula gof also passes you. So what does the Rambam need Rosh of the Chamas for? So the emphasis is not only a kasha on the Rambam. The Turei Evin and Rosh Hashanah is a kasha on Rashi. Because Rashi on the Mishnah, when we first read Rashi on the Mishnah, I didn't mention Abaye. We didn't talk about Rosh of the Chamas. We were just assuming that that you need to be a Rosh of the Chamas. To be possible Eidus, you have to be a Rosh of the Chamas. Rashi keeps on mentioning Rosh of the Chamas, Chimud Mamon, Rosh of the Chamas, constantly. He says, Mesachek Bekuvia, Kulu Mefarish Begemara, Kulu Me'en Gazlonim Heim, Torah Amra Al Toshis Rosh Ha'ed, Me'en Gazlonim Heim. By Socher Reishvias, he says, he mentions Chimud Mamon, Hova Chimud Mamon, Ma'avira Al Divrei Torah, Havalek Rosh of the Chamas. He mentions Rosh of the Chamas. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah goes out of his way to mention Rosh of the Chamas, constantly, even more than Rashi in Sanhedrin. By Mavla Beribis, he mentions Rosh of the Chamas. By Socher Shvius, he mentions Rosh of the Chamas. Why so much Rosh of the Chamas? Even Rosh of the Chamas is possible Eidus. What does he need Rosh of the Chamas for? That's the Turi Evans Kasha and Rashi. And Rashi and Mavla Beribis too, maybe not on the Mishnah, but in our Gemara, Rashi mentions Rosh of the Chamas. We just spent a whole 10 minutes talking about what the Rosh of the Chamas is. What does Rashi need that for? We pass can even Rosh Alav the Chamas is possible Eidus. So what is Rosh Alav the Chamas over here? Tach Pilei Plon. So Mishlama, in our sugya, the fact that Rashi mentions Rosh Alav the Chamas is not so difficult. Why? Because Rashi is trying to explain a certain shita. Who's shita? Rabbis. Right? Rabbis says not only is a Malva Beribis possible Eidus, even a Lova. So Rava happens to hold Dafka Rosh of the Chamas as possible Eidus, not Rosh Alav the Chamas. So if we only had Rashi in our sugya, we wouldn't ask this kasha. Because Rashi perhaps wants to explain Rava Shita that only Rosh of the Chamas is possible, not a Rosh Alav the Chamas. Yeah, but the problem is, Rashi says it's not only by Malva Beribis. Not only on Rava's statement that Lava Beribis is also possible, but even by Socher Shvias, and even by Mesachi Bekuvia. So what's going on over here? Why does Rashi mention Rosh of the Chamas in all the different cases? So perhaps the answer is that because here we're talking about a psul de rabbanon, that's why Rashi mentions Rosh of the Chamas. What do I mean? So before we get to the yesod, let's just back up for a second. The Rosh mentions a suffix of the ri, not about malva ribis or lova ribis, but rather about the edim and the ori. That's the issue that Daniel Ritholtz was mentioning. That the Rosh has a suffix of the edim and the ori, possible edus as well. What's the suffix? So should we say, since they're mishtadel, since they're they're helping the halvah take place, presumably without the Edim and the Arv, it's going to be more difficult to convince the Malvah to do, to put forth the loan, to lend money to the Loveh. So maybe they're included within Milvah HaBaribis. It's not absolutely necessary to have an Arv and Edim in order to have a halvah HaBaribis, but they certainly enable the loan. So maybe they're part of Milvah HaBaribis. Or should we say no, that the Arev and the Edom, people don't think that they violate any Isser. They think the Malvah and the Lovah violate Isser, but they don't think that the Arev and the Edom violate any Isser. So maybe they shouldn't be possible. So far, the Edom, the Arev, maybe they shouldn't be possible the Edis. That's the Sofik of the Ri. The Rush quotes the Ri's Sofik. How does the Rush paskin? He quotes him from the Gaonim. What do the Gaonim say in the end? Anyone? They're not possible the Edis. What the Gaonim conclude? Not because they say anything, but they don't mention anything, right? It's not an error of commission, but an error. It's not an error, but you know, the fact that they omit the Arev and the Edom, that implies that they're kashal eidos. The Ran points out that this shaila should be dependent on what? On the girsa, right? The shaila of Arev and Edom. So far we've spoken about Malva and Lova, Psol D'Oraisa, Psol D'Rabbanan. How about the Arev and Edom? So the Rush quotes a subject from the Ri. The Ran says, I'll tell you, that should be dependent on Girsos. Milva Habol Lo Beribis. The Ran has this Girsa. He says, Hochi HaGirsa Berov HaSfarim. Not an hour Sfarim. I don't know which Sfarim the Ran had. I don't think in the new Gemaras even they have this Girsa chain. The Ran had a new Gemara. A different Gemara, not even a new Gemara. Different Gemara. Milva Habol Lo Beribis. So says the Ran, according to that Girsa, the Sofer and the Edom are not possible. Milva Habol Lo Beribis. Sounds like Malva just coming to be Marba the Love. Habol Lo Beribis. That the Love gets the Halva Beribis, he's possible Edis too. Obviously the Malva is possible, but the fact that the Love is possible, that's alluded to in this Lashon of Milva Habol Lo Beribis. It says the Ran, if you go is milva haba beribis, so that might include much more than just the love. It could include the sofer and the Edom too. Could be dependent on the Gersel, says the Ran. The Ri is not sure. The Ri has a sofek from the Gaonim, it's mashma, that the Arv and the Edom are not included, and the Ran says that it's dependent on the Gersels. Right? So comes Tosis in Bava Metzia, Nafayim Beis, and has several shittas, different deis and Tosis, whether the Edom are possible or Edis as well. Edom on a halva beribis. Are they possible or not? What's the issue there in Bava Metzia? The Tanoim have a machlokes whether you can be gover sakerin shtar sheyesh boribis. Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. Shtar sheyesh boribis. Shtar shekosu boribis. You have a milva b'shtar that's kosu boribis. You can't be gover the ribis. That's an issa. But can you be gover the keren? Let's say Ruvain lends $100 to Shimon, and their kotzeitz. The time of the halva, the code says that Shimon has to pay him 125. So it's also to be gover the 25, but can he be gover the 100? Can you be gover from the chasim b'shabadim with the shtar or not? Rabbi Meir says you can't even be gover the keren. Obviously you can't be gover the ribbis, but not even the keren. And the chacham say, no, the keren you can be gover. The Gemara says the question is, are we kones hetera otu isura, hetera mishum isura or not? Rabbi Meir says that we are kansinan. We don't want you to be gover the issa, so we're koneis that you can't even be gover the heter to keep you far away from being gover the issa. And the Chacham say, no, we're not koneis one for the other. Heter and issa are different. So you can be gover the karen, even though you can't be gover the ribbis. That's the Gemara. So comes Tosis and A.S., how can the Chacham say that you're gover the karen? Gover the karen sounds like you're gover the karen as if it's a milva bishtar. What's the difference between a milva pen and a milva bishtar? Chasim mishabadim, right? Can you collect from the mishabadim, even from what was sold already, as long as it was sold when, after the halva, because it's already mishubah to the chov, or can you only collect from the chasim b'nei charim, meaning the chasim that the lova still has? That's the difference between milva b'shtar and milva b'apeh. So says Tosis, it sounds like according to the chachamim, you can be gover the karen if you have a shtar shekasu b'ribis, even from Mishabadim. The shtar is a shtar kosher, he says. How can the shtar be kosher? What's the problem? Shtar can only be kosher if it has Edom on it, but the Edom are psulim. Shouldn't the Edom be possible? So halvah beribis, if the Malvin and the Lova are possible, Edom, the Edom should be possible as well. Daniel?
Shtar doesn't necessarily need Edom to make it kosher.
How else is it going to be kosher?
What?
Edom, I mean, there have to be some kind of Edom. You're saying,
okay,
so you're saying if it's an IOU, if a Lova, if it's a ksav yodo of the Lova, ksav yodo of the Lova does not need Edom for those who learn Gittin. How many guys learn Gittin this year? What?
Even if you have Edom on it, still my focus for the
Mizuyuf mitocho.
Even if you have false Edom on it.
How can you be gober from a Shabbatim without Edom? Don't the Edom. Aren't the Edom motzi the coal? The fact that there's a coal, the kuchos are not gonna lose out, right? So we assume that they had fair warning. So you can't be going from the chasm of Shabbat if there's no coal. So you need Edom to be motzi the coal. So lechora. By the way, that's why probably he's not talking about ksav yado, because ksav yado, the Gemara in Bava Basra, at the very end, for those who make a siyum on the Masech, 176 flat, right? So ksav yado is a shaila. It's a shaila at the end of the Gemara in Bava Basra, whether it's going from the chasm of Shabbat or not, because maybe you won't be able to be motzi the coal. There are no Edom. Okay. So the Shail of Tosfos is, how can it be that the Chacham say you can be Govah Sakaren? Sounds like even from a Shabbatim you can be Govah Sakaren. According to Rabbi Meir, you can't be Govah the Karen. There's a Knas. According to the Chacham, though, we don't hold it the Knas. The Heter, you can be Govah. How can you be Govah from a Shabbatim? From Bnei Chorin, okay, but from a Shabbatim, how does it make any sense? The Shabbatim require Edom to be Motzi the Kol, so without Edom, you can't be Govah. So what's the Gemara talking about? That's Tosfos Kash. Tosfos, three answers. The third answer I didn't give you to say. Tosfos' third answer is the strangest case. Tosfos says that maybe the Edom were anusim, machmas nefoshes. They were forced to sign the shtar. So they're not possible Edos. They're forced. Right? This is not one of the big three. So they don't have to give up their lives for this lav. So they don't become possible. Maybe that's the case. Strange ukimta, but that's the only case that Chacham would say that you could be gove sakarim from the Mishibodim. Edom are kosher Edos. Why? Because they were anusim. Machmas nefoshes to sign the shtar. So clearly, according to that shita, Tosfos above Metzia holds, are the Edom possible or Edus? Edom on a halvav ribis, are they possible or not possible? Of course, generally they are possible. Only in this case they're not possible because of a very strange ukimta. But Tosfos has two other days. What does Tosfos say in the first day? First day, Tosfos says that maybe there's a chilik between avak ribis as opposed to ribis ktsutza. Right? That by ribis ktsutza, then the Edom are going to be possible. The Edom are going to be possible Edus. But by ribis shena ktsutza, they're not going to be possible Edus. What's the difference? It says Tosfos. Is the lashon? Yeshlamu da'ayri hachav ribis drabanav lamifslu b'isir drabanav kevin she'ein marvichim klum. Avu bishab aver deraisa hoyu nifsalim. By an aver deraisa, they would be posel. By an aver drabanav, they're not going to be posel because they're not marviach anything. They're not marviach. The Edom are not the ones who are gaining, it's the Malve who's gaining. The Lov is getting the money, the Malve is gaining, but the Edom are not gaining anything, so they're not posel Edus. That's teretz number one. That we're talking in the Gemara, we're talking about avak ribis. Avak ribis. Wasn't Katzutz at the time of the loan, Katzutz later. They added, maybe they wrote up the shtar, maybe it was Katzutz later. And they wrote up the shtar later, wasn't at the time of the loan. So there the Edom are not going to be possible, that's why you can be motzi from the Shabbatim through this shtar. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Taisa says, no, maybe even they told my ribbis daraisa, but the lav of Los Asimim Olav Neshech, people don't know. Shema losasim leinshi b'malve mashmel huvlo be'edim lokach sherem. Maybe people don't realize that the edim violate the lav. They think only the malve violates the lav. So because they don't realize, that's why they're going to be kosher. Two terutzim and taisus. Two main terutzim. Like the third terutz that they're anusim. Okay, so according to that terutz, then really the edim should be pasal edus. According to the first two terutzim, no, the edim are going to be. Are going to be kosher, either because it's talking about avak ribis. According to the first day in Tosfos, if we were talking about ribis ktsutza, would the Edom be possible Edus? If we've been talking about Ribbis Ketutza, yes. It's only because we're talking about Ribbis Shena Ketutza, Avak Ribbis, that's why they're kosher. And why are they kosher by Ribbis Shena Ketutza, by Avak Ribbis? Ein marvichim klum. There's no benefit to them. The second day of Tosis holds that they're kosher la'edus, even by Ribbis Daraisa. Even by Ribbis Daraisa, because they don't realize that there's any issa. So machlokas two days in Tosfos, whether edim on a shnar sheish by ribis apostle la edus by ribis daraisa or not. According to the first day, yes. According to the second day, no. Right? First day it says, well, they violate an issa daraisa. Of course, the apostle la edus minat Torah. And the second day it says that no, since they don't realize, then they're kosher la edus. So comes the Baruch Tam in his Hagos on the Turi Evan, and says the first day in Tosis is the mafteach that we need to answer Rashi. That Rashi mentions Rosh HaBechamas in this Mishnah so much, Socher Shvius and Mesachi Bekuvia, and Rashi on the Gemara, Daf Chaf Hei, Malchut Beribis mentions Rosh HaBechamas. Why does he mention Rosh HaBechamas? Because we're talking about Psulim Derabon. Spent so much time last week discussing whether the Psulim of the Mishnah, Psulim Deraisa, Psulim Derabonan. So says the Baruch Tam, Rashi holds that the Psulim Derabonan. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah explains, like the Ran. Why are these Psulim Derabanan? Because it's Midas Bailam. It's not Bakar for the Bailam, so there's no Gezel Daraisa over here. It's only, you can't call them a Gazlan Daraisa. They're Psulim Derabanan, whenever you take Midas Bailam, that's only a Psul Derabanan. So says the Baruch Tam, if it's a Psul Derabanan, then we understand why he mentions Rosh HaChamas. Because even though we paskin that Rosh Alav Dechamas is posel as well, that's only if the psul is a psul daraisa. If he violates a lav daraisa, and he'll have a psul daraisa. But if we're referring to a psul derabanan, Chazal were only machmir to pasel someone midrabanan if he's a Rosh Dechamas. That's the chiddush of the Baruch Tam. That a psul edus derabanan is only because of a chashash meshaker. It's not a psul agof, it's a chashash meshaker. So if he has chimud mamon, if he's a Rosh Lachamas, he'll be posel la'edus midrabanan. If it's not a Rosh Lachamas, he can't be posel midrabanan. Because Chazal never instituted a concept of Rosh Lav Dechamas midrabanan. Just because you violated the Issa Derabanan Lav Dechamas, you're not posel la'edus. Only if there's some kind of a chimud mamon are you posel la'edus. That's the chiddush. That's really the first day of Tosis and Daf Metzi'eh. That if the psul is only a psul derabanan, they have to be marviach. If there's no chimud mamon, there's no psul edus derabanan. By psul edus daraisa. So then, even Rosh Lav Dechamas is going to be posel. We paskin even Rosh Lav Dechamas. So by psul edus derabanan, it has to be a Rosh Dechamas. That's why Rashi mentions over and over again Rosh Dechamas, because he's talking about psulim derabanan. And that, I think, can explain the Rambam as well. This is not in the Baruch Tam. But that can explain the Rambam. Because what's the Rambam referring to? He started off by saying that there were three shittas in the Gemara. Is this a psul daraisa, a psul derabanan? Both are the Rabbanan, both Malve and Lova are the Rabbanan. Malve is daraisa, Lova is the Rabbanan. And then you have the middle case, the Raman, the Rambam. Who hold what? Depends on the situation. If it's Ribbis Ketutza, it's a psul daraisa. If it's Ribbis Shena Ketutza, it's a psul derabanan. The Rambam is talking not only about a psul edus daraisa, but even by psul derabanan. He's talking about both. So that's why he has to start off by saying that these are people apostle edus, because they're lokeach mamon shena shalahem. They're rishon dechamas. What do we need rishon dechamas for? We pass them even Rosh Alav dechamas is also apostle, because the Rambam wants to include psul edus derabanan as well. And for those kinds of psulim, Rosh Alav dechamas is not enough. It's got to be someone who violates the law of Machmas, who violates some kind of an Issa, Machmas Chimud Mama. So that's why the Rambam mentions Rosh HaLachamas. In a Hanami, the Rambam knows we don't paskin that you need Rosh HaLachamas. Rosh HaLachamas is also Pasul Eidus. But that's only where the Psul is a Psul Daraisa. You're talking about Avak Ribbis, the Psul is only a Psul Darabanan, you need Rosh HaLachamas. Because without Chamas, Chazal wouldn't have Pasul. Like the first day of Tosis and Bechel Metzia. I'm basically saying, according to the Baruch Tam, you have to say that Rashi and the Rambam are holding like the first day of Tosis and Bava Metzia. That by Psul and Rabbanan, there's only a Psul if there's a Rosh HaLachamas, if he's violet and Issa, Machmas Chimud Mamon. Yeah?
In the first day of Tosos, or Ketutza, why are they what are the Eden benefiting there? because he said ein, he says that the avach they're not because it's ein marvichim, right? So what are they marvichim in the ketzutza?
They don't have to be marvichim by ribas ketzutza. That's exactly my point. It's a gevaldik kach. Exactly my point. If the edim are violating a lavda raisa, and the psul edis is going to be a psul da raisa, so that they don't have to be marvichim anything, because we don't need rasha lechamas.
No, but I'm asking what are they marvichim? I don't get, like, what benefit are they?
Then the edim are not marvich either way. If the psul that we're creating is a psul edis da raisa, then afilu rasha lechamas.
Oh, we're saying, oh, okay, I see.
Okay? But if it's a psul edus derabanan, according to Tosus and Bav Metzia Aleph, this is not, you know, not everyone agrees this, but according to Tosus and Bav Metzia number one, Davka Kshem Arviach, Davka Rasha Lechamas.
That's the only way they could be possible.
Right, exactly. That's what Tosis is saying, that there's a fundamental distinction between a psul edus d'raisa and a psul edus d'rabbanan. Psul edus d'rabbanan is only a rasha d'chamas. Abaye agrees, according to Tosis in Bav Metzia, the first day, that by a psul edus d'rabbanan you need rasha d'chamas. He agrees to Rava by a psul edus d'rabbanan. That's the chiddush of the first day of Tosis in Bav Metzia. Isaac.
The beginning of that halacha, the Rambam, he doesn't make it seem like there would be a soul of the goof because of the law that it did, and that's why it may be, but, and then that's what wouldn't make them possible. He just says, v'einan b'nei malchut, they're just not subject to that law. Does it make it sound like they're not subject to that law, and that wouldn't apply? In the first line of that halacha.
Oh, yeah, shem reshaim shem sulam la'ezus al b'shem b'nei tashlum v'einan b'nei
malchus. They're just not, there is no...
No, that's because the Rambam in halacha gimel says that if you violate a law which has malchus, so then you're pasul in that Torah. Right? Rasha lav b'chamas. Right? If you violate a lav that makes you a rasha min haTorah, then you're pasul min haTorah, la'edus. So now the Rambam is saying that even if you violate a lav that's not doesn't make you a ben malchus, you're going to be pasul anyway. Aha, so you're saying the Rambam... But the Rambam is picking up on the fact.
Maybe there is no other reshoot here. There's only the Rosh Lechamas. There's nothing else.
You think the only way that a Rosh Lechamas is possible Eidos is if he's Chayiv Malkus. So because these situations, you're not going to be Chayiv Malkus, that's why the Rambam had to pick on Rosh Lechamas. Because these situations, you're not going to be Chayiv Malkus, so you won't be a Rosh Lechamas. You won't be a Rosh Lav the Chamas anyway. If there's no Chi of Malkus, you're not a high enough level of Russia that you'll be Pasul Eidus based on Russia Lav the Chamas. That's what you're suggesting, Isaac.
Right. I think also the Yad Rama said, when he was describing the two ways of being a Russia, Russia the Chamas, and he mentioned specifically because they're Chayvei Malkut, that's why he's considered this other type of Russia.
I think for the Yad Rama, it's his question, right? I mean, for the Yad Rama, if he calls you a Russia, you don't have Malkus. If he has a Rashi without Malkus, then why do you need Rashi and Chamas? How does that help? According to the Adam, you're considered Rashi and Pasul even without Achiv Malkus, so does he need anything that a Rashi and Chamas? The grandma works it out.
Again, according to the Adam, Rashi loved the Chamas even if you're not Chayiv Malkus.
Right.
So according to the Rambam, So the answer that I gave for the Rambam is not Mukhra, because it could be there's a different reason why the Rambam requires Rosh Chamas on the end. But it could be that Rosh Lav Dechamas, you can't be defined as a Rosh Lav Dechamas unless you Chayav Malkus. That raises the Rishus to a higher level. But within Rashi, this still is an answer. Right? Because we don't know. We don't know what Rashi holds about Rosh Lav Dechamas. He could agree with the Yad Rama. That's why the Baruch Tam gives this answer, B'das Rashi. At least B'das Rashi, it's a very good answer. Then the Rambam, it's not Mukhruch. Because you could say that the Rambam has a different reason why he has to come onto Rosh Lechamas over here. Because Rosh Lav Dechamas, again, the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says that a Rosh Lav Dechamas is possible to aid us only if he violates a Lav Rasha lav de chamas doesn't mean he's violating a lav of chamas. It means someone who's not violating a lav of chamas. Rasha shalo be chamas. So only if he violates a lav, that's yesh b'malkus. So since these lavim anitam letashlumin, they're ain b'malkus. So he wouldn't be a Rasha lav de chamas. He could only be a Rasha de chamas. So maybe that's why the Rambam mentions Rasha de chamas over here. Just one final point. How about the second day of Tosfos? How do we evaluate the second day of Tosfos in light of our discussions of last week? The second day of Tosfos holds what? That Edim are kosher by Shtan Sheyesh Bo Ribis. Why? Because they don't realize that there's an Issa. Kosher Lagarmi? Kosher Lagarmi, even though they don't realize there's an Issa. Who does that seem to be against? Tosfos on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Tosan Chavdalad and Abay says that if someone doesn't realize they're doing an Issa, the Kashim and Torah, but the Rabbanan, they're still Pasal La'edos. What's Tosan Bav Matzia saying? Big Chiddush of Tosan Bav Matzia. Not only are they Kashim and Torah, but the Rabbanan too. So who could Tosan Bav Matzia be going like? What's the simplest answer? Who? Rabbi Nadovid in the Ran. Right, Rabbi Nadovid in the Ran proves from Ganav Nisan, Ganav Tishrei. Right, we got a chazik. Proves from Ganav Nisan, Ganav Tishrei, that if you don't know that there's an Isser, it's kosher legamri. Not like Tosis and Chavdal and Beis. Tosis and different Masechtas could argue. That's what they say. Tosis and Sanhedrin could argue with this day of Tosis and Bav Metzia. They're not beholden to each other. So that's what you could say within Tosis and Bav Metzia. That they go like the Rabbi Nadovid, that if you don't know that there's an Isser, then you're kosher legamri. You're not posel Eidus Bechlal. Even the Chachamim wouldn't posel you Eidus. That's one way to answer. But what's another answer? Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe the Edom are far removed from the Isser, that it's not an actual, it's not the actual Isser, it's that it's, since it's one step removed, then they would be kosher. Okay, while Tosos here is that person actually is doing the Isser, he just doesn't know.
I don't know why being a little bit removed changes anything. It's still doing an Isser, so what could be...
Well, what's the Isser by the Edom? The Edom are...
Moshe Simon Olav Nashach. They're part of the Sima. They're part of the Halva.
Okay.
Again, the Kasha is, Tosis and Edgen seems to contradict Tosis and Bav Metzia in that second day. The Tosis and Bav Metzia says, if you don't realize that you're doing any Issa, then you're Kasha like this. How can that be? So according to the... Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe they don't know that they're doing Issa Del Raisa, but maybe they still know that they're part of the Issa of...
Maybe they realize they're doing an Issa Del Rabbanan at right. least. But and who said shot like that in Tosfos? What pshat in Tosis and Sanhedrin on Chavdalet Amud Beis?
Only when it's bumped down a level.
It's bumped down a level. Why? Not because you think you're doing nothing wrong. You think you're not doing an Issa Daraisa, but you realize you're doing something wrong. Remember? That's the Tosis Yomtus pshat in Tosis and on Chavdalet. Lamashvalei Isser. I'm sorry, back up a second. Kevin Shane Osova Lasos Issa Lovely De Psul Daraisa. He doesn't think he's doing an Issa Daraisa. Says Psul can't be a Psul Daraisa, but he knows he's doing something wrong, at least in Issa Derabanan. Neither Rabbanan, he's Psul La'edus. So according to that pshat, according to Tosis Yomtus pshat in Tosis and Sanhedrin, there's no shaila, there's no steer between Tosis and Sanhedrin and Tosis above Matzia in the second day. Because Tosis above Matzia is talking about the Edim on the Milva Beribis. Maybe the Edim Taka think they're doing nothing wrong. So if they think they're doing nothing wrong, then the Kosher La'edus. Tosis and Sanhedrin is talking about a situation where you realize that you're doing an Issa Derabanan, you just don't think that you're doing an Issa Deraisa. So there, the Chacham Pasul Dula Edus. That's really the simple answer. Right? Not that they're like Rabbi Nadavik, because most Rishonim don't seem to be like the Rabbi Nadavik. To go that far. You could just say, the Pshat like the Tosis Yomtif. If you hold like the Tosis Yomtif, so then it's very poshut why there's no steer between Tosin Sanhedrin and Tosin Bav Metzia, because Tosin Bav Metzia is talking about the Edom, and maybe the Edom really think that they're doing absolutely nothing wrong. I ask you to look at the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech actually has a third pshat here. An interesting pshat. Mishnah Lamelech wants to suggest that maybe the only time that Midrabbanan Chazal Pasal La'edus is if you realize there is an Isser, there is an Isser over here, but you're doing it in a way that is hetagon. You think you're doing nothing wrong, but you realize that there's an issa. You realize there is an issa, but the way that you're doing it is hetagomer. So there, the Chachamim will create a psul derabanan. Like if you're malva beribis, you think maybe halva beribis, you realize that to be malva beribis is definitely awesome, but you think malva beribis is usur only if the lova doesn't really want to pay you. You extract the money from the lova against his will. Maybe that's an isur ribis. Right? So you realize there's an isur of halva beribis, but you just think the way that you're doing it is heter gomer. So there's a psul d'rabban. Because you realize that there's an isur to be malva beribis. You realize you're doing... The act that you're doing is an act of iser. It's just the way that you're doing it is it's mutter. So there, the psul is lowered one level from the raisa to the rabban. But by Eidim think there's no iser being an aid on a halva beribis. No iser b'chla. It's not that the act could be an iser. There is a context where this act is an iser. The act of being an aid beribis, an aid on a halva beribis, is heter gomer. So that's the chilek. Since the Eidim think that there's no Isser b'chlal, they realize that there's no, or they believe that there's no Isser, not that they realize, they're wrong. They believe there's no Isser of being Eidim on a Halvav Ribbis at all. There's no context where being Eidim on a Halvav Ribbis could be Isser. So then they're Koshala Eidus, they're not going to become possible. Tosis and Sanhedrin is talking about with the person realizes that the act that they're doing could have a context where it's Isser. It might be usher to be malva beribis if it's balkarach of the lova, but the malva thinks the way I'm doing it, since it's midas halova, it's heter gomer. But since he realizes that there is a case in which this act will be usher, chazal pasav le'edos. Yes, that's a third option.
Who says that?
Mishle Melech.
That's
absolutely not. According to the Tosas Yom Tov, the only time Chazal made them pasul ha'edus is if a person realizes he's doing at least an Isser d'Rabbanan. The Shlomel says, no, even if a person thinks that it's heter gomer, as long as he realizes that the action that he's doing is usher in a certain context, not in the context that he's doing it, but in a different context, so then Chazal will pasul ha'edus. So according to that svara, there's a chilek between the mouth as opposed to Edom, because the Edom think that there's no way that being Edom on a halva beribis is aser, so that's why they're koshal Edoms, because they think there's absolutely no way that the mice that they're doing is going to be aser. But the Malveh realizes that if he were to take the money balkarcha of the lova, take the ribis balkarcha of the lova, to force the lova to give it to him, that's certainly aser. So even though he's doing it midas halova, Chazal will still pasul le'edus. They lower the psul. It's not a psul d'araisa, but it's still a psul d'rabba.